You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
You're listening to 1FM 98.5. We're coming to you live from the St. George's Road Food Festival, so come check that out. The weather is beautiful. The smell of amazing food is in the air from all sorts of places all around the world, and you can get that right here for really decent prices. Joining me, I have got Frank Yemen, who is a multicultural officer with the firefighter. He's a firefighter with Fire Rescue Victoria. How are you?
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Yeah. So how long have you been a firefighter?
I've been in the fire services for over 30 years, but as a firefighter, operational firefighter, the last 23 years.
Yep.
So, yeah, and then part of my job at the moment, I'm undertaking a role that's a multicultural liaison officer's role, and that's allows me to engage with our multicultural diverse communities and build partnerships and relationships with those communities. So, you know, it's a good opportunity for our firefighters to know more about the communities that they're serving, and also to build confidence and trust between the communities that we serve. And also, you know, some of the communities are a little bit hesitant with uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So part of my role is to make sure that, you know, we've got those relationships built so people have got confidence in the fire services and anyone in uniform, really, anyone in emergency services. So, yeah, that's probably the main sort of roles that I undertake. And obviously fire safety messages. So we do a lot of work with international students, English language schools, you know, migrants, refugee groups. So we're everywhere.
Yeah.
And then we come to these festivals, of course.
How do you deal with getting the message in the language so a person may not speak English? How do you make sure that your messages are in their language?
Well, with our language we've got interpreters. We use interpreters for a lot of the sessions that we use. There's three levels of English that we deal with. There's one, level one, two, three. So the level one English classes are pretty challenging. We use interpreters. So a lot of the presentations we do are PowerPoint. And for us, it's like an initial contact with those communities. And if we can just get one sort of message across, if it's our smoke alarm message or the fact that firefighters are approachable, we leave it at that level. Then level two, level three, we chase that those groups up again to make sure that we get our fire safety messages, and also make sure that that those communities have they've got some sort of trust within the fire services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do activities like sports with any of the community members to help build that trust at all?
Yeah, we do. We pretty much support local governments, the councils and other emergency services groups. And we do have a lot of sports days where we'll have different ethnic groups that will participate. And a lot of it's to break down barriers and, you know, sometimes we'll have teams from VicPol, and we've actually had teams from the firefighters. And it's all about engagement. That's another form that we use, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what's the difference between Fire Rescue Australia or Victoria and the CFA?
Fire Rescue Victoria is a service that's fully paid firefighters. The fire service is their career firefighters. The CFA are a volunteer service, and, you know, don't get me wrong when I say paid versus volunteer, because everyone works together when there's big incidents. So the fire services they went through reform about 14-15 months ago, and they've, because Victoria's growing and there's a rapid need for you know, more fire services full time in some areas, like, you know, if we talk out of Melbourne at the moment, like Pakenham and all that, they were CFA areas, and it's very hard for people to volunteer in those kind of areas because, you know, they have to work, and so the call numbers were sort of dwindling a little bit, and, you know, the populations were growing out there, so the reform came along. So the CFA are 100% volunteer service now.
Yeah.
and Fire Rescue Victoria are a professional career fire service. So, but in saying that, they both do a great job.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah. Were you ever a CFA before you became Fire Rescue?
No, I wasn't. But there's a lot of guys in Fire Rescue Victoria that were CFA.
Yep.
And the fire service, once the reform happened, the guys that were career firefighters from the CFA have all come across to Fire Rescue Victoria.
Yep.
So a lot of the guys that are servicing, say, for Shepparton, are locals that have been there before the reform. So I haven't, but I've got a lot of friends that are in the volunteer service. Yep. Yeah.
Have you had any experience with dealing with some major bushfire events yourself?
Yeah, I have. I've been to a couple of major ones. I mean, the recent one, I was stationed in Orbost. I was deployed there for about 9 days. So I'd done that, and we also done a relief run through that region with food, and we done that with one of our multicultural groups, which was a Muslim association in Spotswood, so the Spotswood Mosque, and we organised for those guys. They said, look, we want to do something about this this disaster that's happening at the moment. Is there any way that we can help the communities out there? And so the Muslim community in the West, they reached out, and over a 24-hour period, they literally had 9 trucks full of goodies to take to these regions. So myself and Colin Campbell, who's a multicultural liaison officer as well, we had to organise, coordinate, make sure that we can get access into some of these places that were, they weren't fire ravaged, but there was potential there. So we had to do a lot of communications, and we had this convoy of goodies that we had to distribute out to that region, and it was, you know, it was just a community working with the fire services at the time, and it was really a very important moment in the relationships that we'd built over the years, because I've been doing the multicultural liaison officer's role for 15 years now, and it just sort of hit home that all the work that we'd done over that year with those communities had sort of paid off, and it was sort of really satisfying for me. I mean, it was an emotional time for everyone. So,
yeah. Well, that is awesome. We have a community group here that also often helps out with the homeless and also big events.
Yep.
And I can't mention names on the radio, but I know who you are. You know who you are. We thank you. You are amazing.
Doing a great job.
Doing amazing.
Yeah.
So you have a stall down the north end
at
the moment.
Yep, we've got an information stall down there, and look, we're hoping that people come up to us and talk to us about fire safety concerns, and bring the kids along. We've got stickers, we've got home fire safety information, and we've also got people that have got many years of experience with fire safety. So just to, you know, you might be concerned about your smoke alarm, or you might be having problems with something at home fire related. We can see if we can give you the information that you might require.
Yeah. Well, apart from smoke alarms, what are some common issues around the home that can be fire hazards?
Okay, so the main hazard around the home seems to be, and this is going from our statistical data, would be the kitchen fires.
Yep.
A lot of people start cooking, and it's not because people are bad cooks. It's because a lot of people get distracted from their cooking, so they'll walk away from their cooking and then they'll forget. They might be watching TV, and sometimes they might even leave their home. So we always say, never leave your cooking, always looking when you're cooking.
I've had to put a sign on my front door saying, is the oven or the stove off? Because I've tried boiling eggs and forgotten about it myself.
Yes, and, well, that happens.
Yes, and come home after going out to find not a combusted kitchen yet, but just on the verge of it.
Yeah, so look, we've had a lot of incidents like that, and funny enough, the smoke alarms go off, and the next door neighbour might call the fire services. So a lot of houses get saved that way.
Yeah.
So the smoke alarms is a very important part of your house. We always say, if you're going to walk away from your cooking for a minute or two, we're actually giving people spatulas today.
Yeah.
And they've got a message on it, say, if you walk away from your cooking, at least take a spoon or a spatula with you. and it reminds you that you're cooking, so you go back to
the stove. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so we do that.
Fantastic. Yeah. If somebody wanted to join Fire Rescue Victoria, how would they go about doing that?
Fire Rescue Victoria, to become a recruit, you'd have to go on the website. They have recruiting campaigns, and it's all through the website, firerescuevictoria.vic.gov.au. And they'll have dates when they open up. They're not open all the time. At the moment, because of this, the restructure of the fire services, and a lot of the firefighters are getting older now, that are sort of, there's a transition phase. Mm-hmm. So recruitment's going to be a very vital part of the way Fire Rescue Victoria grows. So I would urge anyone that's out there that wants to be a professional firefighter, do it for a career, or be a volunteer, to go onto the CFA website if you want to be a volunteer. If you want to be a, you want to do firefighting as a career, then go to the Fire Rescue Victoria website, and the information's all there.
And you'd have to be particularly fit to do that?
Reasonably fit.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that we're looking for at the moment is we want a diverse workforce. Mm-hmm. And we want a lot more female firefighters. So if you're a female out there and you're thinking about a career in the fire services, please give yourself the opportunity. You know, it's a great career. It's rewarding. I've done it. I've been in the fire services since I was 18 years old, and I love it. I wouldn't do anything else. You know, it's a great career. You meet some great people. You get some great experiences. So it's a good job.
Yeah. Frank, is there anything else that you'd like to?
I just want to say to all your listeners that in April we're going to change our clocks. So we've got a campaign in April where when you put your clocks back 1 hour, change your batteries. So, and please, if you've got smoke alarms, remember only working smoke alarms save lives, and we also want you to test those smoke alarms once a month.
Yeah.
And if your smoke alarm is over 10 years old, then it needs replacing. So by law, it's got to be changed. Other than that, just little things around the home, like your kitchens that we're talking about, and we also urge that with your candles, if you're using candles around the home, be mindful that you could cause a fire, or they can cause a fire if you have pets or kids. And the other thing that I want to say is, especially if you're cooking, if you've got your pot handles and all that
over the
stoves, so kids reach out, and we've had a lot of kids burnt.
Ooh.
So we want to make sure that you're mindful of little things like that as well.
Yeah.
And always have a plan.
Yep.
An escape plan. If you have an emergency in your house, please plan. And if you need any information, you can go to your local fire station, and there's guys there that'll give you information. Knock on the door, and firefighters will always give you the information that you require.
Yep.
So. Yep.
Frank, thank you very much for coming and talking with us.
Thank you for your time, and hope everyone's staying cool out there. It's very warm. So thank you, and have a nice festival, and have a good evening to your listeners.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.